Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The NBA's 75th season will feature a play-in tournament and an NBA Finals that could run all the way until July 22nd, keeping some players from competing in the Olympics. Yesterday, the league teased details of the 72-game season, which after being delayed and shortened by the coronavirus pandemic, will begin December 22nd. The first half of the schedule will be announced around the start of training camp early next month. The second half will be announced near the end of the first half. In the NFL yesterday, the Giants placed kicker Graham Gano on the COVID-19 reserve list, and the Falcons and Raiders added players as well. Washington had its first positive test since the season began. The NFL says there were 17 new confirmed positives among players and 35 among other personnel during testing last week. And likewise, college football continues to struggle with COVID-19. The ACC says Saturday's game between Duke and Wake Forest won't be played due to injuries and COVID-19 issues within the Wake Forest program. The ACC's statement made no mention of rescheduling, but in a separate release, Wake Forest said it would work with Duke on the possibility of rescheduling the game. In another Northeast, college athletics program is on pause. UMass says its men's basketball team has halted activities after a positive COVID-19 test result. The school didn't specify whether a coach, player, manager, or support staff tested positive. The school says UMass is now out of the Mohegan Sun bubble event, scheduled to start next week. Also yesterday, Union College called off its hockey season. In NHL news, the Panthers have hired Brett Peterson as assistant general manager. The team says Peterson is believed to be the first black assistant GM in the league. He has a background as a player agent, just like GM Bill Zito and fellow assistant Paul Kropelka, and was previously vice president of hockey for Wasserman Media Group. I'm Jesse King.